Until recently, the roof of UW Green Bay Student Services building looked like an urban hellscape.
It looks like a lot of concrete and gravel rocks.
Leah Corker is a senior majoring in nutritional sciences. She and a group of volunteers dug up the rocks in a few of the planters. They spread aged horse manure, tilled the soil, then planted an array of vegetables. Mike Sterney is UW Green Bay's Dean of Enrollment and serves as a faculty advisor. He says the rooftop garden fell into neglect in recent years.
As the university's budget has been cut further and further, we have fewer people to maintain them, and so they did sort of fall into disrepair. I imagine at one time it looked quite nice with, there must be 12 or 15 of them up here. So we're taking care of six. And we hope they take care of more next year if they'll let us have a few more.
The students sell their produce every Friday on campus. Recent weeks have been sellouts with only a small pile of beets left over. Leah Corger says she hopes to push the growing season as long as she can.
We've made about $200 so far, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be food growing all year long into fall. And we're going to collaborate. There's a hoop house on campus, so hopefully we're going to extend the growing season and get a set of cool lettuces in the fall so we can have more lettuce, kale, stuff like that. And we've harvested over 110 pounds of produce.
Proceeds from the garden will help send students on field trips to organic farms in the southeastern United States this winter. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.